We're back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm good.
Well, Miss Sammy, you told me off air that we were going to be baking cookies today.
Well, you know, people are starting to do their holiday baking. We got Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas. I haven't made any cookies for a while, but I've got some favorite recipes. Even Thurman told me, she said, I wouldn't mind some of those oatmeal raisin cookies.
Well, you know, I'm with Thurman on that one. Oatmeal raisin cookies are very good.
They're very good. And, you know, you really feel virtuous when you eat them. You say, well, I'm just eating oatmeal.
And raisins.
You know, right. And that's really good for you.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with that one. And then I got chocolate chip ones, too. And then if we have time, I have some others, too, you know, that they're good. So why don't you want to talk about cookies, you know?
Well, let's get the oats dipped out and see how that one goes.
Dip out those oatmeal. Okay, the oatmeal raisin is a cup of 2 sticks of butter or margarine softened, a cup of firmly packed brown sugar, a half a cup of white sugar, 2 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla, 1.5 cups all-purpose flour, a teaspoon of baking soda, a teaspoon of cinnamon, a half a teaspoon of salt, and 3 cups of oats. You can either use quick cooking ones or old-fashioned ones, and you don't cook them. I mean, you just put them in there to fry. A cup of raisins and a cup of pecans or walnuts. I made them with pecans and with black walnuts and with English walnuts. And you preheat your oven to 350. And you beat your butter and sugar until creamy. And add eggs and vanilla and beat well. And combine flour, soda, cinnamon, and salt. And add that to the mixture. And you stir in your oats, your raisins, and your nuts and mix them well. And you drop by rounded tablespoons onto an ungreased cookie sheet. And I have found, I saw this hint somewhere, if you have an ice cream scoop, you know, you just take that and use that and put them on the baking sheet. They're all exactly the same size. Because I tend to be the person, when I dip them, you know, I heap 1 tablespoon up and the next one I don't. And they're different sizes. Not that makes any difference in the way that they taste, but they look prettier when they're all exactly the same.
Right.
And you bake 10 to 12 minutes or until golden brown. And you cool on the cookie sheet about a minute and then take them off and put them on a wire rack. And that makes about 4 dozen cookies.
That sounds good.
They're pretty good. You let them cool on that rack, and then I've got a big glass jar thing or a big plastic thing that I put them in, and they'll keep as long as they keep.
Right, and I don't figure they sit on the shelf that long.
You know, I find out when I have them made that my family and people who come here manage to find them.
I can understand that. Well, what else have we got?
My chocolate chip ones.
Let's hear that chocolate chip recipe.
And you know, I love white chocolate chips, which you can buy anymore, and macadamia nuts. You know, when you buy the fancy cookies, you get those that are white chocolate chips with macadamia nuts.
Right.
And you know, macadamia nuts are kind of expensive, but it didn't take so many. And you know, when you divide them out in there, and it's hard to find macadamia nuts that don't have salt on them, but the recipe calls for 1 teaspoon of salt. So if I can't find macadamia nuts except for the salted ones, I just leave that 1 teaspoon of salt out of the cookies and use the salted macadamia nuts. Anyway, that's just a little tip there.
Okay.
And another tip I have here for people. Several years ago, I invested in 2 air-baked cookie sheets, they call them. And I love those. And it wasn't that they were so expensive. I just had plain old cookie sheets, brown ones, that I'd had for a long time. But these air-bake ones, they kind of like have 2 layers. Well, they really brown wonderfully on those. And if you make many cookies, they're worth buying, what they call an air-bake cookie sheet.
We have one of those at the house, and it does make a big difference.
It makes a big difference. I always had trouble getting too brown on the bottom, and the top was still gooey, you know. And that is taking care of that problem, and I've had so much better luck making cookies with that air-bake cookie sheet. And it's not that they're a huge investment, you know. But anyway, here's my favorite chocolate chip cookies, and I'm sure everybody else has one too that's just like this. The recipe really calls for 3/4 of a stick of butter-flavored Crisco shortening, but I really use butter most of the time because I don't have Crisco.
Okay.
And it's 1 1/4 cup light brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 egg, 1 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda, a cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, and a cup of coarsely chopped pecans or walnuts or whatever kind of nuts you have. And if you don't like nuts in these, you can leave the nuts out, but I really like them. You heat your oven to 375 degrees. I put a sheet of foil on the countertop to cool the cookies. And then I combine the butter and the brown sugar and milk and vanilla in a large bowl and beat at medium speed of electric mixer until well blended. You beat your egg into your cream mixture and combine your your flour, salt, and baking soda. And you mix that into the cream mixture just until it's well blended. And I do all that with the mixer. But I put the flour in a little time because if you pour that whole mixture of dry stuff there, it goes out all over the kitchen and all over your hair.
Okay.
Stir in chocolate chips and pecan pieces and drop rounded tablespoons of the dough 3 inches apart on the ungreased cookie sheet. And bake one sheet at a time for 8 to 10 minutes for chewy cookies. Or 11 to 13 minutes for crisp cookies. Some people like them real chewy, and some people like them crisp. And, you know, the way I am with timing, I usually wind up with a little of both. And you don't overbake them, and cool 2 minutes on the sheet, and then I put them on the foil to cool completely. Or you can put them on a rack if you have a rack. And that makes about 3 dozen cookies, depending on the size you dip. And as I say, everybody likes those too. Almost everybody likes a chocolate chip cookie.
Absolutely.
And as I say, if you like the white chocolate one, or if you'd rather have the brown chocolate, however, you know, you can use any kind of chocolate chips you've got, whatever suits your fancy.
Okay. Well, Miss Sammy, we probably have time for one more quick recipe today.
Okay. Let's see what I got here. I got more cookies. I've got Jody sugar cookies. You know, my nephew Jody Robbins, when he was a young guy, he's not that he's so old compared to me, but he liked to make sugar cookies, and it was his grandmother, his Granny Robbins's recipe. He was a wonderful cook, Ms. Ed Robbins, and Jody would make these sugar cookies. When he was about 10 years old, he was making them, and these are good too. I like just a plain old sugar cookie, you know. It's a cup of margarine or butter, a cup of oil, a cup of confectioner's sugar, 2 eggs, a teaspoon of soda, a teaspoon of cream of tartar, and 4 cups of flour. And you just mix all that up together and you drop it by tablespoons or scoops on a cookie sheet and bake at 350 for about 15 to 18 minutes. And that's a good sugar cookie. And if you wanted to ice it or decorate it, you could do that. But I just like them like they are. You know, a couple of those with a cup of coffee in the morning. Just a good little old breakfast.
And it's a simple recipe as well.
It's really simple. You know, when Jody was making it at 10 years old.
Right.
But he had watched Ms. Robbins make them. And as I say, Ms. Robbins was a wonderful cook. And that's Granny Robbins' sugar cookies. And so I've got it in my book as Jody's sugar cookies.
Okay. Well, Miss Sammy, that's about all the time we have for today, but sounds like some great recipes there. Can't wait to try those oatmeal raisins.
Yes, I'm about ready to make some of those. I think I could stand a jar of those in here in the kitchen. People say, what do you have for breakfast? Well, I had a little fruit and some oatmeal.
Well, there you go. And technically, being truthful.
Being very, very truthful.
Well, Miss Sammy, we have these recipes available for our listeners. If they would like a copy, all they have to do is email us here at the radio station, WXBC@BBTEL.com, or they can email you directly at SammyQ@BBTEL.com.
I did get an email this last week. They wanted all three that I had on there last week.
All right, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Hey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.